terrific ride, terrific race. Is it a bit of a surprise?
I mean, he's always shown that he has ability. I knew he was going to be a tactically run race today, and he probably needed to be his best. He was a little bit keen early on, but still, I was kind of happy the way the position that I had throughout the race. When the pace lifted from 3.5, I was surprised how much he actually went through the gears and done it very comfortably underneath me without pulling him into top gear. I knew he'd find a little bit more, you know, for pressure. But once the Haggis horse came to me, he really did excel, and he stuck his head out very nicely to the line. And, you know, I don't think it was much of a fluke because he's galloped out good as well. We always, like I said, we always knew he had that ability. So hopefully he can go on to better things anyway.
I mean, I think I'm right in saying in 2019, didn't he won the Sandown Classic Trial and was on most people's shortlists as a possible Derby winner when he went to Epsom, wasn't he?
That's right, yes. And, you know, he probably doesn't stay a mile and a half. So, you know, that was probably the only reason why he didn't go that route. But, you know, this horse has been, he's been fancied he's been known as being a quite a decent horse and had some very big targets. And, you know, he's actually shown today the ability that he actually has. And I'm delighted for King Power and Andrew. So, you know, it was very nice to finally get my chance on him.
And imagine too for you, David, another big day in what's been a memorable year. Now you can add Group 2 to your winnings list.
Oh, Stefan, it's just been unbelievable, really. You know, I've had my best year ever, and the rides just seem to be getting better. So, you know, I always said if I get these opportunities, I'll take them with both hands. And, you know, I got to make the most of them. And I'm lucky enough that things have gone my way this year.
And finally, in congratulating you, how extra sweet is it that you've gone and done it in a Group 2 for Andrew?
Yeah, massively. You know, I think this is my second Group 2 winner for Andrew this year. And, you know, to get on such a nice filly as Sandrine and then kind of ride a nice horse like Bangkok, it's, you know, it's unbelievable. I see. He's got plenty of very good horses there. And the yards and then the whole is in great form. And this, you know, the staff at home work extremely hard. The owners are very kind, give me the opportunities that they have done. And, you know, Andrew's always stuck with me since an apprentice.